Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, September 17th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. California Governor Gavin Newsom survives the recall. The results? Voters decided to keep the Democrat in office by a whopping 64 to 36. Now, Newsom spent $75 million on TV ads to defend himself. But he won, and he'll stay in Sacramento for one more year, and then there'll be a governor's race in California in 2022. According to exit polling, the top issue in the Golden State was COVID, and most of the people who voted support Newsom's shutdown measures. Hard to believe, but it's true. So that's what we have in California, a state that is so liberal, it will never come back to the center. Republican governors of South Dakota, Texas, Florida, Nebraska, and Georgia are preparing legal challenges to President Biden's vaccine mandate. The Department of Labor now ordering private companies with more than 100 employees to require workers get vaxxed or tested weekly. Supporters say the move is necessary to tamp down the Delta variant. Critics say it's a massive breach of states' rights, and it will wind up in federal court. By the way, a new poll from Trafalgar says a majority of Americans believe President Biden does not have the constitutional power to mandate vaccinations. In addition, Mr. Biden is falling close to 40% in job approval. Finally, the chaos continues at the southern border. This is a story that the corporate media, which is corrupt, will not report, but we will because it affects you and every single American. More than 200,000 illegal migrants crossed the border in August. That is a 320% increase compared to the same time last year, which saw about 50,000 apprehensions under President Trump. A 320% increase under Biden. Of the August encounters, 20,000 were unaccompanied minors. This humanitarian disaster is also causing a huge influx of narcotics into the USA. The number of Americans dying from drug overdoses jumped 15% compared to this time in 2020. In a moment, listeners sound off. Always an interesting segment. We'll be right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners, sound off. We do this every Friday. If you would like to send me a missive, that's an email, bill@billoreilly.com, bill@billoreilly.com, name and town, if you wish to opine. Let's begin with Perry, Tigard, Oregon. That is a suburb of Portland. Hey, Bill, dumb question perhaps, but how will the investigation get General Milley's phone transcripts? Are all of his phone calls recorded as a matter of course? I don't know, Perry. I'm trying to find out, but I would think that a call from the nation's top military person to the Chinese military counterpart would be taped, because you darn well know the Chinese are taping it. Now, if these calls are not taped, we the people need to know that, because then we enter a realm where high-ranking military officials cannot be held accountable for what they do. because General Milley denies any wrongdoing in his calls to the Chinese Communist military. So how are we ever going to know if we don't have a transcript of said call? Christine in Scottsdale, Arizona, regarding the California recall, you heard about all the support for Newsom from high-level liberals and Democrats and all the donations, $75 million to him. But I didn't hear of any high-level Republicans and their money supporting Larry Elder. Can you tell me why? You know, it's a good question you're raising, Christine. The only thing that I can come up with is that Mr. Elder is a radio talk show host. He is a pundit. And the Republican Party didn't know enough about him, because he's pretty much California-centric, that they were going to risk, all right, any kind of credibility by supporting him. Also, Larry Elder is very, very conservative, much more so than some of the Republicans. So I think that's what it was. They just didn't know him very well. Dr. Judith in Berea, Kentucky. O'Reilly, how do you feel about the Americans and the Afghan people left behind? I think the State Department lied to us, and the number is much higher than they are admitting. This is the worst debacle I've witnessed in my lifetime, including Vietnam. I feel that the Biden administration botched this Afghan withdrawal in a way that is, and I'm not using this word lightly, in a way that is shocking, shockingly incompetent. And people will die because of it. And it did not have to happen. That is the crux of the matter. The president decided to withdraw without a firm plan in place, and now innocent people are really in trouble in Afghanistan. Terry Howell, New Jersey, since the National Football League refuses to post traditional slogans such as Back the Blue, why don't they just stop altogether? It's football, not politics. You know, Terry, you should be the commissioner of the NFL. Why do we need this? I mean, the players have the freedom to go out and to speak to the press on any issue they want. They have the freedom to tweet. All right. They have the freedom to get whatever their opinion is. Do we really need it at the game? The answer is no. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. For more honest analysis, please go to BillO'Reilly.com. In a moment, something you might not know.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. The global COVID pandemic has claimed the lives of more than 4.5 million people on this planet, including 660,000 here in the USA. One of the nations least hit is Australia. With a population of 25 million, just 77,000 Australians have been infected, resulting in just 1,000 fatalities. But despite those low numbers, officials down under are imposing some of the most draconian COVID policies in the world. Health experts credit Australia's low infection rate to its geographical isolation and strict border controls. 66% of folks down there over the age of 16 have received at least one dose of the vaccine. Regardless, many Aussies have been ordered to stay in their homes. The army patrols the streets of Sydney and its surrounding suburbs to enforce that order. Travel is banned between some Australian states. folks returning from overseas must quarantine. Anyone in contact with a COVID victim is ordered to download a digital tracking app to ensure they remain isolated. At random, the app will alert its users that within 15 minutes, they must send a photo of themselves in their pre-approved quarantine location to the government. If they fail to do that, they can be arrested. The state of Victoria dictated an indefinite curfew with no public debate, then suspended its parliament. In New South Wales, the state utilized the military to enforce lockdowns, as I told you they are doing in the nation's largest city, Sydney. Protests in Australia, in Sydney and Melbourne, are banned. You're not allowed. You'll be arrested. The capital city of Canberra is under a strict lockdown until October 15th, and that date will likely be extended. All the chaos down under is devastating the country's economy. The shutdown impacts 80% of the entire population. The Australian dollar at a six-month low, the GDP down 4% since COVID hit. And here's something else you might not know. Unhappy residents looking to protest government mandates will pay a steep price. Demonstrating without a mask will set you back $4,000. Back after this. Did you know Fast Growing Trees is the largest online nursery in the USA? With more than 10,000 plant varieties and millions of satisfied customers. I have their trees and plants at my home, and they're fantastic. Have you had your fair share of landscaping woes and wasted weekends at crowded nurseries? Finding fast-growing trees will be like stumbling upon a hidden treasure, believe me. With fast-growing trees, it's different. From fruit trees to houseplants, they have it all delivered right to your doorstep. Plus, their plant experts are always available for advice. And here's the best part. This spring, they have up to half off on select plants. And my audience can get an extra 15% off by using promo code Bill at checkout. So please go to fastgrowingtrees.com. Use promo code Bill at checkout.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.